NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast, Friday evening, April 24th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
the new edition of Educutiva magazine highlights the 26 successful women of 2026. Educutiva magazine's latest edition features 26 successful women of 2026, spotlighting female leaders from IFB who excel in the financial sector. These professionals from IFB showcase excellence, innovation, and commitment in strategic positions, reflecting the growing role of women in international banking. IFB stands out for its personalized banking solutions, catering to local and international clients seeking sustainable growth in Miami's dynamic market.
Prison Media Wire, weekly press release roundup, April 20th to April 24th, 2026. Top financial and corporate news highlights. Prism Media Wire presents the weekly press release roundup for April 20th to April 24th, 2026. Featuring top financial and corporate news highlights. Stay tuned for the latest updates from companies like ARA, BCBC, Akon, SkyX, AUUD, SSII, BIEAH. For more information, visit Prism Media Wire's website and social media channels for exclusive insights and news. Turkey bans social media access for individuals under 15. Turkey has passed a law prohibiting individuals under 15 from accessing social media. The bill awaits the president's signature. This move may impact companies like Meta Platforms, Inc. as more countries implement similar bans. Stay informed with Trillion Dollar Club for breaking news and insights on top companies.
Trailbreaker adopts semi-annual reporting. Trailbreaker Resources Limited announces the adoption of semi-annual financial reporting, replacing quarterly reporting. This change, effective for the three-month interim period ending Q1 2026, aligns with Coordinated Blanket Order 51-933. The British Columbia Securities Commission's order allows eligible venture users to file financial reports biannually instead of quarterly. President and CEO Dithi McGirail notes the shift will reduce administrative burdens and focus resources on exploration and shareholder value.
Investor News breaks: Olinox Industries receives NASDAQ delinquency notice for late Form 10K filing. Olinox Industries has received a delinquency notice from NASDAQ for failing to file its Form 10K for the year ended December 31, 2025. The company has until June 22, 2026, to submit a plan to regain compliance or file the report, with a possible extension of up to 180 days. Olox is working to address the deficiency and maintain listing compliance. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.